This is episode 2 alpha of the Software Freedom Law Show for June 22nd, 2010. Hi, I'm Karen Sandler.
And I'm Bradley Kuhn.
And this is the Software Freedom Law Show.
It definitely is. So we're going to just shortly tell everyone this week, Karen, about the whole Bilski stuff.
We keep waiting for it.
Well, yeah, it's... I guess I wasn't really waiting for it, but it's gotten to the point now. You were saying to me yesterday that even people who just generally watch the Supreme Court and aren't specifically necessarily interested in this issue are actually a little bit confused as to why we're in the situation we're in.
Well, I keep waiting for it in that in the mornings when it's likely that the opinion will come down, you know, I take a look at the Supreme Court style blogs, and all of them are sort of saying, you know, every time there are opinions now, no Bilski. And this past time, every opinion from that November session has come down except for Bilski.
So it's not totally uncommon that it's not totally unheard of that the court sometimes decides not to issue an opinion on something they heard that session, right?
You know, I actually don't know the stats on that, but I know that they can. I mean, they're the Supreme Court. They have a lot of flexibility.
I saw somebody saying that it has happened in the past, but it has happened very rarely. Like I saw somebody opining that it happened with Brown versus Board of Education, and that it's happened on a few other cases.
So it's
historically it has happened. It's not completely unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to tell what's going to happen because, you know, there's no finite end to the session. So they can, you know, they can keep going through the summer if they want. You know, it's not like after a certain day, you know, they're, you know, that's it and the season
doesn't
finished,
like Scalia so. Have beach plans or something? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure they all have summer plans. I'm sure, you know, there is a point where they will call the session over, but it, you know, there's not a fixed day where that has to happen.
Yeah, so we should try to find out when Scalia's beach plans begin, right?
If anyone knows, let us know.
So I guess what we need to do, we've pretty much focused our little oddcast here on we're going to have that big show with Dan Ravisher talking about the Bilski decision when it comes out. So I think what we ought to do, Karen, is why don't we go on hiatus until Bilski happens? You'll be waiting, you, the listener, will be waiting for Bilski just like we are, because you'll be waiting for the next Software Freedom Law Show to happen when Bilski happens. And what we'll try to do, I think, Karen, if you think this sounds good, but we'll just... get the show out as quickly as we can after Bilski. So as quickly as we can get set up, interview Dan and all that sort of stuff, that's when we'll put the show out. It won't be on our normal Tuesday, every other Tuesday release schedule. It'll be how many ever days after Bilski we can get it together, we'll put it out. I think that's what we ought to do, Karen. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, especially considering that we keep spending like 10 minutes of every other episode talking about whether or not Bilski will come down.
Including this one. In fact, this one is merely a placeholder in some ways to let everyone know. So they're actually, I guess
we should tell
the sad listener that this is basically the end of the show. We just did this show to tell you that we're going to wait until Bilski comes out. So you can feel like we do, waiting for Bilski. You'll also be waiting for the Software Freedom Law Show that discusses Bilski.
Yes, we can bite our nails together.
I'm not biting my nails. I'm just, I don't know. I just, I'm a patient person, you see. So I just wait for it to happen, and it'll happen eventually. Even at the worst case scenario, it'll happen next term, right? So...
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if that happens, but you know, I think we've had some degree of surprise that the opinion hasn't come down already.
Yeah, well, now that they've done it all the way to last, that's the weirdest thing. And then they added an extra session. People probably don't know necessarily who listen that generally the first business day of the week during the issuing is the tradition when they issue opinions. And they added a Thursday. So, in fact, the last week when you're hearing this, they issued new opinions both on Monday and Thursday and left Bilski as the only one they didn't issue from the November set of hearings. So that was a rather strange thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there have been days also in the past couple of weeks where they've issued quite a number of opinions, sort of clearing their docket, and still no Bilski.
Yep, so...
So bite your nails with me, wait patiently with Bradley, you can choose.
And the next time you hear from us on this RSS feed /thisogcast, it will be an interview with Dan in lots of
Most
details
likely.
About what either it will be an interview about why in the world they didn't release it this term or an analysis of the decision and what its implications are for free software. And we'll try to get that out as quickly as possible. It will take us certainly a number of days to turn around once the decision comes out. So don't be expecting it like that afternoon or even the next day. It probably will be a number of days. I can guess it's probably going to be less than a week. But if Dan is traveling when it happens or something like that, could delay it further.
We'll do the best we can.
Hopefully within a week of the decision, we'll have a show out that analyzes the case when we know what it says.
So we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, they'll hear us then. We'll talk at them. I think podcasting is more like talking at people than to people.
Well, I don't know, because we're talking to each other, it feels kind of relaxed.
Yeah, but I'm going to talk to you again before that. Just not on a recorded fashion. Unless I leave you a voicemail, in which case it would be a recording.
I can't argue with that.
I'm the best kind of correct. I'm technically correct. They were making fun of me on Linux Outlaws a few weeks ago about this, about how they my whole thing about don't see anyone.
About what?
How you don't see anyone in Ogcasting, because you see
I see.
They've locked onto that to make fun of me. So, okay.
I'm not arguing with you, Bradley.
I'm not arguing with that with you, Don.
All right.
Okay. So we'll be back for hopefully an analysis of the Supreme Court's decision in Bilski whenever that happens. Keep waiting for Godot.
Bye.
The Software Freedom Law Show is produced by Dan Lynch of HalfBakedMedia.com. Thanks to Mike Tarantino for our theme music. This show is released under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License.